3:05, and we're opening this special meeting of the Brooks County Commissioners Court. Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. So, we'll do roll call.
Gloria Gasque, County Commissioner, Precinct 1.
Armando Olivares, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Eric Ramos, Brooks County Judge. We also have a representative from the Auditor's Office and a representative from the Commissioners, from the County Clerk's Office. Okay, so we begin with, let's go down to, begin with Agenda Item Number 3. Discuss, consider, and approve Mark Whitmore to inspect, assess the Brooks County Courthouse.
Well, I'm here, I don't know why I'm here. We're here because of the leakage that we've been having now on the south side, on the District Judge's Office, and we're still having the issues downstairs with the basement. And the reason I wanted to bring Mark in, because of his professionalism, and, you know, maybe he can direct us the right direction, and he wanted to come and talk with y'all and tell you what he knows so far of the issues that we are having. So here's Mark.
Thank you, Mr. Guerra.
Actually, I came with a plan of listening to you guys.
Okay.
Tell me what you'd like me to do to represent the county and protect your interests.
Okay.
It does seem that the first step is to try to figure out what caused these problems. And I saw the plaster problems for the first time today. The water infiltrating the basement has been going on for over 20 years. And I know Commissioner Garza has probably seen these, but
this is what you sent me in the email today? Yes. Yes.
And we were doing the restoration work that was completed in February 2010. The excavation tried to put the waterproofing membrane on this basement wall. We discovered these stairs. The stairs appear to have been built after the courthouse was built. In my recollection, it was found an old timer. We recalled the sheriff at one point when the prison was in and out of the basement. After hours, I had to be in the courthouse. And as a result, that little areaway was about, the stairs were built. There was a window here, which is now back in place, a new constructed window. And this opening here was cut to create a door. When I came on the scene, the water that was in the basement appeared to be from this area here. Now it's in there from other areas, and this has been worked on twice.
Yeah, the county's done it once.
So
I'm not exactly sure where to start with this, but I think I want to get a moisture meter to come over here and flood that area to see what we can figure out where the first penetration is and the second, and how it's building up, and see if these stairs can be removed.
So we
the game that we played originally was that the dam proofing, you see that wall there, that basement wall that's in the ground, black.
Bless you.
That's some sort of dam proofing that's put on back in 1912-14.
And we've done it and twice since then.
This soil is so sandy that it percolates rapidly, which is great. That's what we want. There are no cracks in this building. And I remember holding a hose aiming at the ground. 2009,
I think. And I could not make a public. The water just disappears. So how
I
just
had
a
pressure building up and forcing the water into the building. So
this
is the
reason
to
cause.
So I was thinking first
step
all I
could
get.
And that's why we need to, instead of just going and say, let's do this, we need to really research it and try to get it done, but it hasn't been done in over 20 years. I mean, they've had the leak, so we need to really, you know, bear down and get
and take care of
to
it.
The real problem where we can fix it.
So when you say we've done work twice.
Yeah, we've had two person from New Brunswick come in. I can't remember his name, but he's come in and he's put, what do you call that, membrane? Or what is it?
That black stuff in the front of it?
Yeah, he's, yeah, yes. He's got a picture here.
Right, this is part of the original documents of the restoration that started in 08, that indicates you would get pulled apart with elastomer membrane below grade in the basement and a quarter inch protection board to protect it from the soil. And we got that, and we have photographs of it, and it failed.
We just recently had this leakage,
that
and this leakage here, it just started, I think, this year.
Up here.
Yeah, up here. That's the first leakage. And this over here is, has nothing to do, I think it was stepped on.
The one-time incident, I think.
That paint peeling in the judge's office is located, as you're aware, there's a slate-covered, hip-shaped roof over the center of this building. And it stops about 6 feet away from the perimeter parapet wall. And in that 6 feet is a big valley. It's shallow, but it's 6 feet wide. You walk around up there. And that location corresponds to that valley, which is in essence a giant drainage gutter that runs all the way around the building. So if I had to guess, if we go up there, we're going to find a leak in that membrane. But haven't done it yet, so.
And in all the gutters, we put a membrane and all the gutters that was supposed to stop all leakage in gutters, and it's been working. And we did that, I think, 3 years ago, I think. And we did all the gutters. I think it's about 3 years. So it had to leak. So the gutters are fine, all that, but that one issue right now, that's where we're located.
That's right.
And that's why I brought in Mark, because he knows the building, you know, and I just thought it would be a lot better for us to have somebody figure what's happening or what you want them to do and be, you know, taking care of us,
absolutely.
Money-wise and stuff like that.
Absolutely. Okay.
So we don't know anything about Bruce. I don't.
Right.
Okay.
And that's why we brought it today.
Super. Do we have, you gave me his contact info, right?
Yes, sir.
Mark?
Yes, sir.
What I would like to do with this item, is that it? Do y'all have any more questions for him?
No.
What I'd like to do with this item, because over the last 2 weeks, especially with the flooding that came, I was going through every building and finding a whole lot of problems. So I want to get with a select committee and talk about a plan of action of how we're going to deal with our building that would include Mark and this building.
I think this would be an insurance issue too, would it? But we do have leakage now. Because we haven't had it here, I'm thinking that the repairs could be, I don't know what our deductible is, but it should be some kind of...
How about downstairs? Do you think that's
insurance? That's also insurance. See, one time we had the floor, I think, is lifting up on the bottom. So I think that could be an insurance issue because of the moisture that's coming in. Remember, we were supposed to get that done at one time. I'm thinking, right? Oh, that's the moisture there, that one. But there is the floor and the bottom is coming up too, right? So that's another issue of insurance.
Okay. So I'd like to get a better idea of what I'm going to ask you to do. So what I'd like to do is maybe table this for the next meeting, and I'll talk to you in between now and then and get a good idea of what I'm going to be asking the commissioners to commit to.
Good.
I'm not sure I'm there yet. My fault. I just, with everything going on, I just didn't keep up with it. So let me get with you on the phone over the next week, and then at the next regular meeting, we'll bring this up. If we have a special meeting before then, certainly we'll add it. Because the sooner the better. But I do want to add it also to, we need to take care of all of our buildings. We've got some problems at Loomer, at court, at the jail, at the juvenile probation area. So I think we need a good plan of action to deal with all of our buildings. And so I'd like to include that. Okay. Are we good with that, Commissioners?
Yes, sir, table.
I'll entertain a motion to table. Motion by Commissioner Gatsa. I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you so much, Mr. Whitmore, and I will be contacting you to get a better idea, and mostly, better idea of what the damages are and have a good discussion with you, but also idea of what it's going to cost us for your services. And that way I can come with them with a better figure.
Happy to help.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll go to the next item. Item number four, discuss, consider, and approve for Kevin Turner to build a hangar at the Brooks County Airport.
Mr. Turner asked me if he could build a hangar here, and I said, well, I'll go to the court, see what they have to say. I gave him a copy of the current agreement that the county has with Mr. Lawrence, who has built a hangar out there. And I said I would recommend that, you know, we do the same thing with him, be fair to both owners. And he is waiting for your response.
What is the
current
terms of the agreement? I mean, I'm...
All right. Basically, the agreement is that he leases a piece of land to put the hangar on. He pays $800 a year starting out, and then he pays a 5% increase each year. And I think it's up to about $1,100 or something now in that area. And it's a 20-year lease, and it has to be conformed to TxDOT rules for hangars on airports, which this agreement does. And he's used it only for, you know, aviation purposes. And if he leaves, he either leaves the hangar or takes it down and takes it with him.
Okay.
So, you know, chances are you could wind up with a hangar.
It would be identical to our current contract with the current individual.
That's what I would suggest, and this has been approved by TxDOT and by the county attorney at the time. You can, of course, take another look at it, I'm sure, but that should work.
Super. Questions, comments?
So
It'll be a little bit different size. It might have a different door. It might be a little, but it'll be, I'm sure it's a metal building. Right. He's just going to build whatever, you know, fits his need for his specific airplanes. Hangars are built for a specific type plane. It'll probably be a little bit smaller than the one that's out there because his plane's a little bit smaller than the current owner. But it'll still be a large hangar. And it'll be a nice asset for the airport.
Great. Any other questions, comments? Okay. I'll entertain a motion. Motion by Commissioner Gatsa to approve the agreement with Kevin Turner regarding building a hangar on the Brooks County Airport. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Okay. I'll tell him to proceed, and when it comes time to sign the contract, I guess we'll present it to county attorney, I suppose, to review. And okay.
Thank you, sir.
Very
appreciate
good.
It.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, item number five, that's to be no action, Mr. Organ. Yeah, Adam couldn't be here today. He wasn't feeling well, so he just asked for us to move it to the next agenda item.
Okay.
Do we need to officially table it or just no action? That way we know it's there. Okay, I'll entertain a motion to table.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Olivares. Is there a second?
Second
by Commissioner Gatsa. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. So we come to the last item. Discuss, consider, and approve line item transfer of $1,438.40 from 012-0510-8115 maintenance supervisor to 012-5-0510-8131 custodian maintenance. Comments, questions? This is the item that we talked about at last meeting, but we tabled. And we just come back to you with the same request. I know we talked last time about adopting a policy that would make this a part of policy, and I sort of wrote something up there. It's not on the agenda to vote for it, So at our next regular meeting, this will be voted on, but you can look at it and tell me if you want changes or what we need to do to it, and we can bring it back at the next item. But I do want to approve, we want this, these monies to come out of this year, this year's budget, and this is our absolute last opportunity to do that before we get our new year in. If there are no comments or questions, I'll entertain a motion. Motion by Commissioner Gatsa. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. I'll accept the motion to adjourn. No, we did not. Are there any public comments? We're good, Mr. Williams? Thank you very much. Okay, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Olivares. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Time now is 3:21, and we are adjourning our special meeting of the Brooks County Commissioners Court. Thank you.